I saw one of the promotional videos for the brand new record that dropped last Friday. By the way, congratulations. We're digging on it. And in the video, you talked about this dream that you had, and
Yeah.
where you kind of went inside yourself, and it was just almost like this metaphor of singing from the heart. That really must have just had a profound impact on you when you woke up. I mean, was that something that you had to write down, or was it just there forever, kind of?
Oh no, it's there forever. It's burned into me, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to write back then. I think I was barely old enough to write back when I had that dream.
Sure.
So, and I couldn't explain it to anybody else. It was just in my mind, you know.
Right. So the brand new self-titled out, looks like you've got a mix of new material on there as well as some of the road-tested tracks as well. I imagine you've got a ton of songs to choose from. How do you go about narrowing it down to the 12 tracks that are on the brand new
Well,
record?
it's almost like, I mean, we had to get rid of so many good songs to narrow it down. And but what we wanted to do was just create a kind of a new, like, you know, an evolution for the band. And really, but we also knew that because we were doing it with Fantasy, that more people would actually get exposed to this record. And so I wanted to pick my very best songs from my career expanded, from my extended career, and give those other songs that were on other records that I really loved but maybe didn't get a chance to see the, some major spotlight. So there were some songs that I just thought were the so I, it's kind of a collection of what I feel like are some of my best songs, and there's 30 or 40 other ones that didn't make it, but that's why it's a good thing too, because then we'll have a good follow-up record, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's a nice balance of some love songs on there, but also maybe some songs that came out of heartbreak here or there, which you can't have an album without having a song about heartbreak, right? Or at least putting your walking shoes on and getting the heck out of there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think about too much, like, yeah, it is a song about heartbreak, but it really is just a song about you know, inner exploration and epiphanies and learning from your mistakes, and there's a lot of learning in these songs, you know. It's not just resolving it. There's a lot of growth in the characters of these tunes, you know. That a lot of the characters are kind of taking their power, or you know, sort of asserting who they are in the songs, you know.
Do you find with your songs that they will evolve over time as you and the band kind of get to work them out on stage, and maybe a jam turns into something, you know, organically there, that this song
Oh
that you
yeah.
wrote, you know, 5 or 10 years ago may be something totally different now?
Oh yeah, it's completely different, and in the way we play, it's different. I mean, even the instrumentation is different. You know, we've got new band members, we've got well, we had Alberto Boff, and then we've got Jesse Siebenberg on the steel guitar.
Yeah, you so is this how long have you all been a six piece? You were a four piece for a while, and is this something that's new within the last year?
Yeah, it's within the last few months, really.
Cool.
And